I'm so sorry to bother you. I know you're studying, but I need a really big favor, one I can only ask my big brother. Please, you have to help me because I think I might be pregnant. Please don't judge me. I didn't mean for it to happen. After cheerleader practice, my best friend and I went out to the mall to go shopping. And after that, we went to her place. We were trying out all of the cute things we just bought. Sure, we would try them on at the mall, but the light in those stores is horrible. My friend has great lighting in her bedroom and a big mirror. So we were trying on the clothes and having fun and everything. I didn't think anything about it when she said we had to take off our underwear too. Even though we didn't buy any bras or panties, we've been naked in the locker room at school before, so no big deal, right? But then she was talking about what a nice body I had. No one has told me that, so it made me kinda happy. Then she asked if she could touch my breast. I didn't want to make her mad by saying no, not when she's been so nice to me, so I let her do it. It felt weird, but kind of nice too. And it made my little nipples so hard. And then she was touching my pussy. At first, I was like, "Don't stop!" But then she started licking it, and it was more like, "Don't stop!" And then somehow she got her pussy in my mouth while her mouth was on my pussy. I couldn't stop licking it, especially when she started making such cute noises. I guess I had my first orgasm. I didn't know what it was at first, but it was incredible. Then we just kind of held each other. That's when she asked me if I've ever had sex with a girl before. That's when I realized that we just have sex, and sex is how you get pregnant. Don't laugh at me. Just don't laugh at your poor pregnant little sister. I just turned 18, and now I might be pregnant. I need your sympathy. I need your help. I need you to have anal sex with me. You look shocked, but you're the only one I can ask. I don't know a lot of boys, and definitely not well enough to ask for a favor like that. And I think doing it as soon as possible might be important to you. You need to put your penis in my bottom and do it soon. That should keep me from getting pregnant. Because I heard that having anal sex will help you from getting pregnant. Apparently, older kids are doing it when they don't want to get pregnant. So we have to do it before I start making a baby. I'm too young and innocent to be a mother. Yes, I'm 18, but people keep telling me I'm far more innocent than my age would imply. I'm all ready to take it in my bottom too. I'm not wearing anything under the skirt of my cheerleading outfit. Well, other than a lot of Vaseline I spread all over my little puckered hole. We're going to need it too, because my little butthole is going to be really tight. But you need to get it into me. No matter what I say or do, or how much I squirm. I know I'm asking a lot from you, but I'm so desperate. I can't get pregnant right now. I'm sure you don't want to put your penis inside my poor little bottom. I'm just your teenage little sister. Sure, I guess I'm cute and being a cheerleader keeps me in shape. But the fact that I'm your sister has to work against me. No matter how adorable I am. Please, big brother, will you put your penis inside my cute little bottom? I won't tell, of course. Why would I? I'm asking you to do this, and you will save me from becoming a teenage mother if you did do it. It's not like we'll be, well, you know, having regular boy and girl sex. Just some anal sex, and only to keep me from getting girl sex pregnant. Would it help if I called your penis by the dirty name? I could call it a cock. Penis sounds kind of scary to me. Cock is easier. Maybe it will make it easier for both of us to think about. If you don't do it, I'm sure to get pregnant, and I cry because my big brother wouldn't put his cock into my bottom. Although, to be fair, I probably cry if you do put it in, but that's only because of the entire small butthole thing. That will be a one-time thing, though. My tears at being a pregnant teenager will go on, and will be all your fault. Well, technically, it will be my friend's fault. She's the one who impregnated me. But you could have saved me. All you have to do was squeeze your cock into my teasy-weasy little back door. Huh? You will? Oh, I'm so happy. Not specifically about you putting your penis inside of my bottom, but about the not getting pregnant thing, okay? I get on my hands and knees on your bed. That way, my vulnerable bottom will be sticking right out for you. At least when I pull off my cheerleader skirt, then you can see my bottom and my pussy. But more importantly, now you can see and even get access to my butthole for purposes of not making me pregnant. Oh, you're getting on the bed now and pulling out your pants. I'm nervous, but not as nervous as I am about to get pregnant. I try not to look in your direction as you take your thing out and move up behind me. And somehow I keep getting little images out of the corner of my eyes. And then it touches me right on the outside of my tight little hole. I never thought I'd put something inside of it, let alone my brother's cock. But then again, I never thought I would have sex before marriage or get pregnant while still in school. Now, you grab onto my hips. Oh, she did too, but her hands were so small. Not as small as mine, but small and soft. Yours are big, and well, not rough, but not as soft as hers. Your cock definitely isn't soft though. It's so very hard. It's big and scary, and oh, it's starting to go inside me. The head is starting to push into me. Oh, oh, wait, wait. Let me rethink how bad getting pregnant would be. I might be having second thoughts. Except that I can't get pregnant. Which means you have to do me in my poor little bottom. Even if I don't like it. Even if it hurts. You have to do it. Even if I tell you to stop. Because if I chickened out of this, I would end up pregnant. What? No, I'm not ready. How could I ever be ready for my big brother to put his cock in my butthole? But, do it anyway, okay? Oh God, it's going in deeper. My fingers are almost tearing holes in the bed sheets. And I think you're about to tear a hole in me. Except I just keep stretching a little and you put deeper. And your cock is buried inside of my bottom. I didn't think it could go that impossibly deep. Wait, don't move yet. Not any more than you already have. This isn't nearly as fun as having sex with my friend. This kind of hurt. But if it keeps me from getting pregnant with her baby, then it's all worth it. It's all worth it. It's not like you're enjoying this all that much either. At least I assume not. I'm sure you don't really want to be doing little things with your sister's bottom. You're just doing this only because I beg you to. Even if you are really hard and wasn't all that difficult to talk you into this. Okay, I guess you can move. We have to do this right. Oh, it might not keep me from getting pregnant. We have to do this completely. I don't even mind if you end up enjoying it. But that's even possible for you. Even with the lubrication. I'm thinking I'm way too tight for you to like this. And even when you're able to thrust in and out of me, you probably can't help but think that it's your sister's bottom that you're inside. I hope regular sex is not like this. If it isn't, I don't want to get married. Except I won't know until I get married. Because I'm a good girl. But this doesn't count. In the girl sex, my friend and I had together didn't count either. Even though it felt really, really good. But I know Mom and Dad want me to get married. And to give them grandchildren. In that order too. And babies from a man, not another girl. But with you doing this thing to my tight little bottom, I don't have to worry about her impregnating me. Oh, this is becoming easier. Still not what I would call fun. Not sex with my friend's fun. But not as bad as it were. Oh, you're moving faster too. Oh, because my body is resisting you less. I can see why the other girls will let their boyfriends do this, even if they weren't afraid of getting pregnant. And if I rub my pussy just like she did earlier, it feels even better. It's harder to keep upright with only with my other arm to support me. But then again, you're holding onto my hips so tightly, I can't really fall. I'm beginning to think you might actually be enjoying this. But that's okay. I am too. A little. You deserve to have a good time for being such a good brother and using my cute little bottom with your cock. I think I'm going to have an orgasm like with my friend. Except nothing like that either. It's okay if my brother makes me have an orgasm, right? As long as doing my bottom and not my pussy. That's not even sex. It's like the opposite of sex, because it prevents you from getting pregnant. Oh, even though it hurt at first, I'm feeling really good now. I really want to have an orgasm. Are you going to put your sperm into my bottom, big brother? I think you have to for this to work. In my pussy, they will make me pregnant, but in my bottom, they'll keep me from having a baby. I kind of want to feel that inside me too. It can go even deeper into me than your cock is. Even though is it as far as it will go. I need to stop touching my pussy because you're stressing into my bottom so hard now. I need to hold on to the bed to keep in place. But what you're doing to my bottom is enough to keep my pleasure going. And building even more. I like taking my brother cocks in my bottom. It's just as good as what my friend does. And I can't get pregnant either. I'm going to have an orgasm. She told me it was okay to do it for her, so I guess it's okay for me to do it with you too. Orgasms are always okay, no matter what you're with or what you're doing with them. I'm going to have an orgasm, even if I didn't want to, but I want to, and it's going to be soon. It's going to be huge. And it's going to be from my big brother having not sex with my bottom. Hold on to me. It's going to happen, and I'm going to go weak like I did with her. Please, please, big brother, help me. have an orgasm and feel my bottom with your sperm. Oh yeah, oh yes, oh yes, it's happening. I'm losing control. Especially as I feel my bottom be filled with your hot sperm. It just keeps coming out of you and into me. Oh, but it feels so good. I'm coming. Big brother, I'm coming. Was going to say not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Oh, but it was actually really good. I thought we'd just do it like the one time, you know, so that I don't get pregnant from what my friend and I did today. But this means she and I can keep having sex as long as, at least as long as my brother is willing to keep putting his cock and his sperm into my bottom. Are you willing to do that, big brother? Are you willing to make that sacrifice for me? Thank you. You're the best big brother in the world.